The NATO summit continues in Washington today, following President Biden's pledge to provide additional weapons for Ukraine in its war against Russia. President simultaneously looking to talk about anything other than his fitness to win re-election and govern another 4 years, while also actively working to reassure fellow Democrats that he's up to the task.
Biden in an all-out blitz to rally support, talking with Democratic mayors, writing a letter to congressional Democrats, calling into MSNBC, speaking with donors, and meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, all in the last 2 days.
ABC's Perry Russum reporting there, who mentioned the call with Democratic mayors from across the country. Among those on that call, Mayor of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, who is live with us this morning. Mr. Mayor, thank you. I know busy days ahead, so appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you describe first what the interaction was like? The reports that I've read suggested it was a video call with all of you mayors from across the country?
Yes. Video call with mayors from coast to coast, up and down.
Could you see who else was on the call, or was it just like the president's window?
I could see the president's window. You could see as well the speakers at the time, that the chair of the Democratic Mayors Association, the mayor of Phoenix, Arizona, helped to MC, and then you had other mayors that were asking questions. But I'm familiar with the organization. I know mayors that are in it.
Was he muted when he started speaking? I'm just kidding. That happens to everybody. The whole muted.
Hey, right. Turn your mic on.
Was anything discussed, Mr. Mayor? Obviously, this has been in the news the last few days. They've been struggling with trying to move forward. Has his future, as far as his support and as far as him running, was that discussed at all?
Yeah, you know, so the president came on and discussed with us mayors about his intention to stay in the race and win the race. And, I mean, the reason why we were there is because we believe in the president, and we know that he will win the race, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country in November. He did own up to the debate performance. He said, look, I had a terrible, terrible night. Look, I'm not hiding that fact. But the fact of the matter is that he's active and looking to win this election, and will be going out and seeking to earn the votes of everybody across the country. That was Joe Biden in a nutshell. I wish, and I said that if this Joe Biden had the appearance at the debate, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Talking with Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, who was on the call with the president last night among some 200 mayors who had that opportunity. Let me put it to you this way, Mr. Mayor, because we've talked a lot about, you know, whether or not politically can President Biden win this election. But what about the next 4 years and his ability to govern? Is this the man that you want to have to call in the White House if Milwaukee has an emergency, if we have a national disaster, if we need the federal government? Is this the man you want to deal with a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? Are you confident in him?
Well, look, I'll say this, that the answer to the question is yes, first and foremost. The follow-up to that is that there is a binary choice for president. It's going to be either Joe Biden or it's going to be Donald Trump. Thirdly, you don't vote just for one person. You vote for an administration. You vote for a direction for the country. And you think about the accomplishments in President Biden's administration, whether it's the bipartisan infrastructure law, the bipartisan CHIPS and Science Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, the American Rescue Plan Act, which, you know, helped to benefit us in Milwaukee and cities all across the country. The only major piece of policy achievement from Donald Trump's administration was cutting taxes for the very wealthy, which he seems to want to double down on if he were to be reelected. So if I had to choose for the direction of the country, looking at Project 2025, you know, his Donald Trump's desire to be a dictator from day number one, the fact that the Project 2025 lays the foundation for him to do that, and that the Supreme Court opened up the door for him to be able to do that, of course I'm going to choose Joe Biden. I'm raising kids, black kids, in this country. I think that's dangerous. I think it's dangerous to people of color, minorities, to the LGBT community, to folks who have a different religious opinion than those on the far right. Yes, absolutely. Joe Biden, 100% every single day.
What do you anticipate moving forward with this story as far as what happened with the debate? Do you expect this to dissipate, especially after next week, or is this still going to kind of linger and kind of hang over his head?
Well, I hope that it goes away. I mean, the question has been asked and it's been answered, right? You know, folks have said, you know, the president ought to move aside or, you know, whatever the case may be. He says, no, I'm staying in the race. We're not going to thwart the democratic process. Millions of people voted for him in the primaries. Folks who feel this way could have challenged him during the primaries. They chose not to. He won every single primary election. He's going to be our nominee. He's going to Chicago next month. He's going to win that nomination. He's going to go on to win in November.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on with us live on Wisconsin's Morning News. Appreciate it, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you.
It is 7:27. Also point out, New York Times reporting this morning, Mayor of Madison, Satya Rhodes Conway, as well as Racine Mayor Corey Mason, also on that call with the president.